Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, November 19th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 2.25 cents at 570.75, December wheat up 3 cents at 823, and Jan beans down 2 cents, 1263.25. Meal was up $1.40 a ton. Oil was down 101 ticks. Crude oil closed down 291 a barrel. It's 76.10. The dollar was up 48 ticks at 96.03. I think that's the first close over 96 cents. Despite the strong dollar, the week closed higher. Australia looks like they're going to have some pretty wet weather again on the East Coast, delaying harvest there. And they had a tough time in the beginning with harvest because of the rains, and it dried out for about 10 days. They've had a good 10 days to work. Now it's getting wet again, so it could affect the quality of that wheat there, which would be a problem for the wheat market. So despite the dollar being as strong as it was, the wheat did close higher out here. Oats made a new contract high close, but not a new contract high. China bought French wheat. I think we mentioned that this morning. I don't see anybody looking to buy U.S. wheat anytime soon. I'm surprised the exports, 300,000 metric tons was better than expected, but still not a great number out here. Russia's had some good wheat, some good rains helping their wheat market out there. Argentina's still dry, and that may have helped the wheat. Plus, our plains are still dry. So all that was combined to really ward off the higher dollar, and the wheat closed higher out here. Beans took it on the chin with the bean oil being down a full penny. I'm very hesitant to embrace the long side on corn or beans in this market right now. You got the funds long 350,000 contracts of corn, give or take. I think it's an awful lot of corn, particularly when we don't see how the export market for it. Looks like the Chinese bought some corn aside from the U.S. corn. So I just don't see the demand numbers out here. I don't see the exports justifying what the USDA has in there. So again, I'm very leery about these markets and think guys really need to get some protection out here. The weather in Brazil is great. There's about 15% of the crop that's under stress, but the rest of the country is in really, really good shape. Granted, it's pretty early, but they're off to a great start there. Overall, I just look at these new crop prices on corn, wheat, and beans and can't help but think that these are prices well worth protecting out here. So that's really about it. Corn and beans took it on the chin because of the oil. We'll see where we go from here. I think the oil is going to stay down. If China and the U.S. are really serious about opening up some of the reserves to knock down the price, that's got to have OPEC a little bit worried out here. And I think that's why we've seen almost a $10 break in crude oil in a week and a half out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.